Schuss an Mori. Wir holen immer das Sieger auf Bechsamosen. Das sind basic Klollen. Das discussed this Simon over here. Guck mal, hey. First, we have Mishnah and Soitin Aflam Beis. Mishnah makes down a list of things that can say B'choloshin. On the list, one of the cases is Bechsamosen. The way how the Mishnah explains over here means number one, Dafka, if you understand that Loshin. That means if you're on the bench in Russian and you don't know Russian, Avada doesn't count. And number two, he says, even if you understand it, still it's mitzvah menemovcher to say in Lashon HaKodesh, according to Bachta, when it comes out of Kimmel, that you should always daven in Lashon HaKodesh. Now, over here, come along the Bialoch, and he sends you to Loch and Simon Samach Beis, and it's time to go look up the Bialoch over there. Over there, it's a question that comes up very practical, especially in the gate of the Sigil of Kirov. I once had a girl in my house, she was benching. It took her about a half hour. So I asked her why. She told me this is the first time she's benching in Hebrew. Takes a while. Another girl in my house, different time, took about 20 minutes. I asked her why. She told me it's her second time, a different girl, second time benching in Hebrew. So the question is, how to apply this concept Negev to benching in Hebrew Lashon HaKodesh, how important, and what can you daven in other Lashonos over here? So Batsim, this question, the Yeshiva Masechta is discussed either in Kedushin and Davov, or the beginning of the Dharam, the Ritva over there. The shaila really is, what defines a language? What is a Lashon? So the Bialocha speaks out that Lashon HaKodesh, that's a Lashon Be'etzem. That's a Matthias, that's a Lashon. Masha Enkein, other Lashonis, that's only a Heskin Medina. People agree that a cat is a cat and a dog is a dog. That's how it's come over here. So the question is, what happens when you have a Lashon, then in this Medina, they don't speak. Other Medinas they do speak, but not this Medina. That means, for example, I assume in this country, Hebrew for sure. English, you can say yes. Arabic, maybe. What's Spanish there as well? What's French? What's Russian? What's Portuguese? These things, can you daven Eretz Yisrael in that language over here? So the Bialocha speaks out. His words are very clear. Davkim anshe yisa medina b'davim kach. Only if that medina speaks that way, since the whole idea of a Lashon, what's not Lashon HaKodesh, is only Askoma or the medina, if they don't speak that way in this country, it's basically gibberish. It's like me and somebody else, we should agree. The word cat is dog. We agree. We're not a language, we're not a Medina, we're not nothing. We're zero. So the only way a Lashon to be a Lashon, if the people in that country speak that language. Therefore, I assume everyone agree, Chinese in this country is not a language that's spoken. You want to dive in Chinese, the Chorot should not work. Says the Mishnah Berurah B'Gemara, the Gemara Kedushin Davov. Over there, Gemara says over there that Chufasi B'Yehuda is a Lashon of Mekudeshes. Therefore, the Kaddish of the word Chufasi in Yehuda, because Chufasi again in the Yehuda means Arusasi, my Arusasi. Therefore, words for Kedushin. So Dafkin in the Gemara is very clear, because since Chufasi in Yehuda means Arusasi, therefore it's a language. Says the Bialacha B'Yerayach, the Ritva and Ginadarim. Over there, he says, K'medam Ba'isa Mokrim, that language over there, that defines the language. If you go with the Mahalach of the Bialacha, it comes out, you Makara people, and they're from France, they're from Spain, and therefore they speak French or Spanish, and they don't know how to speak Lashon HaKodesh yet. What to go do in those situations? Pashas, that Askomodin over here, people don't speak that language. There seems to be a problem. How do a daven speak daven Lashon HaKodesh? It could take mamash a half hour, at least, even longer. Even if you do understand it, no, Lashon HaKodesh, if you don't understand the mice, there's no problem. We pass no way, it's fine. Now, look, Achille should understand it, but we pass because it's not makiv. There's a Pachad Yitzchok, Yoshiva of Chaim Blind, Yitzchok Hutner, when he went to go get his Askomo on the Savior of Torah and Ozer, so he went to Chaim Ozer, and he was going from Vilna to Radin, and he asked Chaim Ozer first a question. That the based upon the Mishnah and Seiter, where this halacha is coming from, on the list of cases of B'chol Lashon, one of them is a case of Seiter, another case is Vidoy Meiser. That means everyone's coming to Yerushalayim, and who's saying over the Vidoy Meiser? Around the whole entire world. Who's saying Seiter? People from China, from Spain, and from France, and they're saying B'chol Lashon. So you see the idea of B'chol Lashon is lavdak in that mokum, as long as the mokum is speaking, the language should be nichol together of B'chol Lashon. Chofetz Chaim always heard the question. It says, when you go to Raten, I'd like to know what the Chofetz Chaim, how he answers this question. So what? You went to Raten. Chaim always says, go with the Chofetz Chaim. You went to go with the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim said back, Rishash Bohom and Geshribin, when I wrote it, on the good Geshachten. I knew it well. I know well. Basically, he did not answer the question. Now, I know that in the Lomdim, will he'll come to answer the question. But the Meister, Hakhtitzik Hel is a good question. Chaim Moshe said, go to Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim said, when I learned it, I knew it well. When I learned it, when in the Sugya, you have to answer. Now, in the Sugya, didn't have to answer. It's good for me. But, fine, that's a. The Meister, he knew it, didn't answer. The Meister, La Locha, they point out, first of all, the Chavetz Chaim, the Chuna Bialocha, the Simizal Bey, says to Yimachmer, over there, the Chavetz Chaim himself has Algo, as a sofa they put in later on. And he points out in the Sugya in Megillah, the Tavre Tzaddik seems to be not like him. Therefore, he said, Torahi in Lamaiso. Baron David, he told me that for years he was teaching his second Seder by the Spanish group, I think it's in Hedriot. And the Imamish came up with this question, what to go do with Tzad B'chol Loshim? And they said they went over to Abliashiv. Abliashiv said, Maiso, when you stop, you'll be summoned upon those who disagree with the Chavetz Chaim and economic Adamin in Spanish. There's what to be samechon. I cash and matin negate to give kiruv that b'chol loshin means b'chol loshin. As long as there's askomus medina somewhere, the ma'aser works. Again, b'di'evet, Chavetz Chaim seems to not be too happy with it. There seems to be that hunger when a person stuck. I just have a question of what defines now a loshin when there is no medina that speaks that loshin, but people agree. What's Yiddish? As far as I know, there's no medina. Like Bishlami told me, you know. Spanish in this country is associated back to Spain. It is a place, right? No, there isn't. What Bishlami can tell you, I'm speaking Spanish here because I'm associated with Spain. They speak it. Chinese, associated German. But Yiddish is no place. It's around the world. There's no mokoyim. It's a vernacular of different languages. I'm just asking what defines a Loshin. I'm not sure how do you apply what exactly Yiddish. I don't think Monroe is you say Monroe is a place over here. Let's try to look at that exactly. That's even by Fanasmoy. Fine, but Maisa again, we have Chavetz Chaim says it's certainly not that way. He ends up Tzarchi and Maisa, and Mashat and Chak, they seem to be Simon Chalahakal with this talk. Mishmur does bring down over here, Aloha, that a person should daven inside a sitter. It's a Ma'or in a person with having Kabbalah over here. Medakta Kim Shemizal, the daven inside the adventure. In the Sefer Elo, the picture book from Chaim Pinevsky, Mice is brought in over there. That later on in his life, Chaim knows everything. He starts now benching from a sitter. And he tells the people around by his pseudo, he's more of them to also bench from a sitter. So one of those things that is also, once you're getting up to a Mamar Chaim anyway, you can get a bench with you, get your hand and jacket anyway, it's on the way. It's Chaval Mamar Shnatu. It's the correct thing, and everyone knows you certainly have more kavano when you have at least a chance of having kavano when you have a bench with you, but usually it's more kedai to have it with you. Sipe's a sugya about listening, hearing the bracha that you're saying. It's a sugya bracha, Dav Tezvav, Dav Chof. Over there we have Mishnah Dav Chof discussed by Balkeri, by the sugya of Kriyashma, as Mahara Beliboy, and did not make a bracha beforehand, and not afterwards. Mahashaki Bechtamos and Deraisi, make the bracha afterwards. Coming up from the sugya, that we have Shaila Bal Balkeri to Mahara Beliboy. Why should Balkeri to Mahara Beliboy? Gemar Machliksha Avina or Rav Chizda is here Kedibor, or here Lav Kedibor. Avina says, we're saying to Mahara by Kriyashma, it must be here Kedibor. Rav Chizda says, no, really here is Lav Kedibor. So why be Mahara for? What's the point? The whole world is in Kriyashma, he'll sit there and be quiet. Therefore, a person should Mahara in Kriyashma. So if you claim Machlaikis, Amarayim is here, Kedibor, or Lav Kedibor. The mice of the Meisation over here being done, Machlaikis, showing him how to paskin. Meisation quotes the Rambam and the Smag that says, you should say it. Everybody, Evet, the Loch is your Yitzir. Here is Kedibor, Pasla Kavino, except by Kriyashma, but otherwise, here is Kedibor. Now, the Rambam is not the only sheet in this way. It's Rebbeinu Peretz this way. Say Babatim, Zepiskei Rid, or Ches Chaim. The Ar Yechidim of Rishayin who Paskin here is Kedibor. I said the Sheni, the Beis Yosef over here, brings down the Rosh, according to Rebbeinu Chananel, the Rebbe Paskin like Rav Chizr, it's here, it's Lav Kedibor. And look around most Rishayinim that way, they point out Rashi, the Sugyan, Dav Tezvov, and Beis, over there Gemara says, a person should not be Bar Bechtzmoz and Beliboy, and if he does, he is Yaitzah. Beliboy Bechtzmoz doesn't work, says Rashi, what does it mean, Beliboy? Meaning he moved his lips without hearing it. Now, Rashi took out the sugya from the pashas of Beliboy, as the Beis Yosef points out. It means he moved his lips, but did not hear it. That means a simple understanding of Rashi is here's lav k'dibur. Tosfos in the Eshkol, the Bi'omer has a long tshuva about this. It comes out, it quotes 18 Rishonim that hold here lav k'dibur. I found 27 Rishonim. Fine, 18, 27. But Maisa, that's Rav Rishonim over here. Against Ram and the Smak, who are dasa chidim about the idea of here is lav k'dibur b'ikur, not like the Rambam. That's among the Rishonim. Among the Paiskim, Agam the Izzah b'chashar, and Brochus on the Sugi, he wants a paskin here is Kittibur. The Maisa, the Mechaber, stay over here. We had the Mechaber ready in Simon Reishvav by the Sugi of Brochus. Paskin's here, lav k'dibur. That's the Maisa, how all the Paiskim go. We paskin aloch l'maisa, here lav k'dibur. And the whole Machlekes is Dafka, again, not by Kriyashma. Kriyashma, the Kulayam agrees, also here lav k'dibur. We paskin here lav k'dibur. If so, the Mokarim over here sends you to what the Mechaber says by Kriyashma, Simon Samuel Beis, that here is k'dibur. It should be the same thing over here, and says the words, you are yoytza. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what does it mean here, you are yoytza, meaning, avad you are not yoytza. However, it means, the cholapok, you get schar as if you did it. Dibur says the Mishnah Berurah, let's say you're makam chayla, a makam aynis. You have no option of saying the bracha. What you going to do? Be mahar. Now, 5 minutes later, you're able to speak. You came out of your makam aynis. Says the Mishnah Berurah, I must be choshev the Rambam Shita here k'dibur to make a bracha now as a bracha l'vatolo. No, we're doicha the Rambam Shita b'shnei yadayim legamri. The loch is that you have to make a bracha right now. I was min yoytza as a schar like machshavatoyev. You get a schar for it, but a body not yoytza the bracha shavoy. It's very clear when the Mishnah Berurah comes out that even when you stuck mahara, it does not mean anything, and therefore you get out of the matzav, you have to make a bracha again. Now, the Achronim have two Chakiras in this Sugya over here, citing the Sugya of L'Hachila Sai B'Di'Evid. That means first, very clear in the Halacha, first L'Hachila is supposed to hear it. B'Di'Evid, if he moves his lips, he's Yoytza B'Di'Evid. So let's first take the case of B'Di'Evid. It says over here that a person, again, he does not hear it, is Yoytza B'Di'Evid. Now, what does it mean that he did not hear it? Meaning, he moved his lips, but no sound at all came out. It's Yoytza B'Di'Evid. In the Maisa, he moved his lips. We know these sages, he moved his lips, hevel or sound came out, but he didn't hear it. I mean, is it more than just moving the lips? Is moving the lips, does that count as anything? That's nothing. It has to be that some tzitzah came out from your body. So Shalom Mung Lachoyin, I'm locked him today. The Sheva Kossi in Shuvah and Chelik Vav, he wants to be daik. The Mechaba has like a sofa. Bimloi Hishmil Oznav Yotzah, Vavad Shiyitzi Besvosav. What's a sofa b'vash yitz b'svasav? Saying just moving your lips is not enough. It has to come out something. You don't hear it. But something has to come out. If nothing comes out, that's nothing. That's here, and we hold here is nothing. I tell Hashemi, Shlom Zalman and Lich Shleimo, he said, I bring your eye from Chana. Chana, the pasuk there says, V'koy lo yishma, did not hear a voice. He says, what does it mean? She moved her lips and nothing came out. If nothing came out, Chana, that was when Asher, she's yitzah. The Pesach Zalman says, no, forget the size of B'di'evid, as long as you move your lips, that itself is enough. Find the shallow, the summon grace, Mikhail Lekamp, as a Yeshuva brings down two sides, Tzarechian. But again, the get sick of B'di'evid, does it mean sound come out or not, is Machlokes. We want to get to us, we don't live life B'di'evid, we do things like Hadchilo. The Hadchilo person is a person has to hear it. The second Chakir is, in the get to hearing, what is the side of hearing? The side of a hearing is the sheer that person has to speak out. Or b'poil, physically, you have to go hear it. Meaning, let's say the place is a loud air conditioner. You're by the airplanes, they take off. There are cases where there's a lot of noise. You can speak loud, you won't hear it. So the Maisa tell me that is still the Chatchila because you spoke the Shia that is loud. But the Maisa, you don't hear it. But no, so b'poil, physically, you have to go hear it. What's the definition of the idea you have to go listen to it? Is that a sheer shavoy? Well, that's the physical side over here. So the Kav HaChaim, Simon Samuel Beis, he brings down the Chesel HaLofim, that clears this question, the Sopik. The Olam likes bringing down a Sifsei Chachomim in the Parsha, by the Makis, by the Tzvadayim, by the frogs. Over there says the Sifsei Chachomim, we read the Chumash slowly, by Moshe Rabbeinu, he switched the Loshen, of the Torah switched the Loshon and how Moshe Davin Takash Baruch Hu after the Makis. By the Tzvadayim, over there it says, V'yitzak Moshe al Hashem. V'yitzak, he called out.
By the other makir, it says v'yeta Moshe Hashem. He davened.
Why by the frogs is the lashon of Yitzak? Masha enke, but the other makir is the lashon of Yeter.
He said because the frogs, the tzvadeyas, make a loud sound, loud noise. They're croaking very loud, and he couldn't hear himself. So he had to scream out. He had to physically go hear it. He had to chila person go hear when he davened.
Masha enke, all of the times there's no sound around. Therefore, it says the lashon of Yeter. He spoke. He heard it. That was maisis enough.
So the Sifzei Chum is saying clearly, what's the definition of hearing it? Meaning, physically, you have to go hear it.
You're in a place, stolen, they're screaming. You got to scream.
You got to go hear it.
But physically, you have to go hear it. That's
the side.
You don't physically scream. But you have it.
But my son, that's you want to go daven over here.
And the others who go this way, the Mikshel and Siv, pass this way. The Shev Kosi, you have the tshuva about this. The Veshalom, the Shukei Chemed. They like being down the Sifzei Chum. The Vizayis of Bracha is interesting with Mendelbaum. He says the Loch is telling a person to be machmer and to physically go hear it. He sends you Mishlom Mazaman and Licha Shleimo. So take out Mishlom Mazaman and Licha Shleimo. It says on top, he says, what's the Loch? Is this physically to go hear it? Or is it the Yisrael that's the Shir Shabbai? On the footnote on the bottom, they say, by Maisa Yipaskin, the Shir is what? You don't have to physically go hear it. Yipaskin not that way. That means Vizayis of Bracha is marmok to be machmer. It's a suffix at top of them, Shomazam passing Lakula, that you don't have to physically go hear it. That's the shir over here. You should know why he did that for. The Maisa of Vosner, the Isma's question, Mchaibdevsky in different Swarm, all this question, and say if I carrot. It's a shir shabai. The Swarm to point out, I see the Chachomim. It does not sound like Mchaib Kinyevsky seemed to really associate with it. Seemed to leave it as it is. The Maisa, the Kol is over here, that you, the shir, and not the physical aspect over here. Rav Strumbach, when he has a tshuva about it, the Shagam Meyer, he gets involved that Kriyashma is working different than the sugya of Birchsa Mosin. He wants time to Birchsa Mosin, you do not have to physically hear it. Mashaik and Kriyashma gets involved inside the Lomdus Shabbai. But again, it comes out inside the Chathchila, there's Mavuch among the Achreinim. What's the correct thing to go do is you have to physically go hear it. Again, there are numerous times that we're diving in places where there's a lot of noise, whether it's in Stalin or whether in the airport. But sometimes the Ekshash makes a lot of noise over there. And there are those who are time to, the Chathchila aspect, you should go physically hear it. This is a shell among the Achreinim, the way it starts with Kiveg and Shuvah and Chalk Alf Simulamid. Negate Ksiva, can you daven through writing? Ksiva Kadibor. So, as Kiveg himself points out, the whole question is only Negatu, but you have it. The Chachila, you're supposed to say, whether it's a Shir Shabbai or Vesicle, that's fine, it's one thing. But my says, neither one do you have when you write it. So, when you're with the Yevet and you can't speak, Ksiva Kadibor, that's a Mavucha among the Gregor and those, all his, I guess, his descendants that came out, what the loch is negated Ksiva Kedibor. That's again only in the level of the Yevet, not negated to the Sugya of the Chachilo. Sovo came out, number one, we have a Sugya we paskin here is Lav Kedibor. Number two, even if you do a Behira and Meshua paskins, a person still has to be Chayzer and does not count even the hero. The shell now is, the Pesachim discussed the numerous times we have a Subic what to go do. Misafik. Maisa, we know it's Machalik Ravina, Chizor, Hir Kedibor, Lav Kedibor. Again, we pass him Ike like Rashi, the Beit Echanan of the Rosh, not the Rambam, the Smag. But the Chol Prophets, when we have a seventh Prophets, we're not sure what to go do. So we already mentioned by some Prophets, what's Alocha? There is a, it's hard to say that therefore a person should not go eat. But we pass him, no, forget it. The idea we do make a Bracha, because the Bracha is not a matter. The Bracha is given the Lahoydis Lashem. And then for that reason, when the sub brachas don't know what to go do, we can eat without a bracha. So numerous times we can eat without a bracha. Very simple, at the end of the meal, you have sponge cake. Is that a passive kistin? Negate the sugya pass, don't make a bracha? Well, no, it's vada passive kistin, and do make a bracha. So most of our cakes at the end of the meal, what do? It's a safik. We eat it without a bracha. Why don't we have a very simple leitzah? L'cholopachas, get the ramam shito. Make a bracha beher. Every time we're mesopek, we know the loch is sopek, don't have to make a bracha, we can eat without a bracha. That's the chol brachas, at least get the ramam the smak sheet, don't make a bracha beer. So there is a parach shushan, he wants a taino on the tzad that's a bracha, it's nichol now, on the tzad you should not make a bracha, you're over the isel, see your shem hashav. You made a bracha about tolo. Even beer. Nice of the Achorim disagree, the Prim Gon speaks out.
He says, let's understand there are two sugyas over here. Like Shizah Shem Hashem means a body you spoke out with your mouth. The idea of a bracha, a tefillah, be'ikil, avda, b'chol, levavchem, a tefillah, be'etim, is b'leiv. Chazal, mesakin, that we say b'peh. And therefore, even if you don't believe in that yet, so the Rav said, do a case of here. What's coming inside the sugyal of the b'chol of avchem, the bracha should be b'leiv. The Rav said, yitzah b'her. But say, even the isra, le'sir, shem, hashav, that's a vada, l'davki, b'peh. So it's a mechal between the two. So what's l'chor, we're not collect the baruch ha-shushan? If so, why in the world are we not making brachas b'her all the time, every time we have a case of a sophic? The Maisa, there's a loch, a few hundred years ago, says, you should. The Tzlach of the Sugya on Dav Chofan Bey says, not Mechuyif to, but Vadi should. If the Prima Godim on our Simen, and numerous times, whether it's the Psycho, or Tevis Goyma, or Tav Lama Beis, he says, a person with a Mesubik, what to go do? Make a bracha, be here. And we say not to.
Later, we're saying Baruch HaMaka, we said, we're
saying not to do that. We say not to make a, say, be here. Don't say that, don't say that. That's different, that's another case, we'll get to that. That's a different case, that's not this case. That's here. That's Birchach Mono. Meister Kiva Egu in the end of last time Kulpei Dala being down the Gan Melch should make a brach beer. My Mordechai Mamshik Darcha Shulchan Alsim and again says make a brach beer. The Ben Ishchai, you look around the Kavachaim. I looked around Kavachaim. It's written 10 different times. The person should make a brach beer. You must make over here. The Chadnish said make a brach beer. And Chesitzchak and Shumer Chalakay said make a brach beer. So Meister, we have numerous Achoinim. That's the place because my name you say every time we're stopping, every time you're having dessert, it's a sub basketball with kissing. Let's make a bracha beher. Shamik says it that way. Myself, we learn brachas for a while. The numerous times the case of a sophic, and we never came across the Indian of a mishabua saying make a bracha beher. Kavachai might write it 10 times. We never see it. Now, I'm not a bucky mishabua, but I see this from point this out. They should be a bucky, at least they don't quote them yet. And they say the mishabua never brings down the idea of a here. Maisa, why? If you look around the Sforum, you don't have to again for the Aruch Hashulchan, the people come say, Maisa, you should. Maisa, Mishmua, number one, does not bring you down. And number two, Pukhazi, Maida, Amad, Abar. Maisa, you never see anyone by dessert. I know it goes on people's hearts. Maybe everyone's making Bracha Beher, Kenzai. But Maisa, as far as I know, they're not making Bracha Beher.
They don't say Bracha, but they have
Beher. No, no, don't Shulchan Beher. You. Okay, no, don't Bracha Beher. We don't, the Rashi says make a bracha, we don't make a bracha.
Think of Shem Hashem, we don't say the whole bracha, but it's Shem Hashem.
Think of Shem Hashem is not a bracha. Bracha is Baruch, Atah, bless, on thou. No. So, Maisa, the Shalom, Maisa, we don't do it. Again, the little book of the Achoinim, Maisa sound like they should. It's either Mishlom Zalman and Shuvah, it gets involved with maybe Echonami, because Yeshua Shakur, Parakha Shulchan, on the side that it is a bracha, maybe Nichol get a bracha of Atollah, Ulai, getting very sure to understand why that's so. The same for Madani Osher wants to point out. It could be once the Mishnah Berurah was Daichel, the Gamri, the Ramam Shito, that he says, even if you make a bracha behir, it doesn't count, you have to make a bracha all over again, you come out of the matzah of Chayla Va'inus. So once we're Daichel, the Gamri, the Chayla Va'inus, that might Ulai mean a little case of Mishnah, people think he made a bracha behir, we don't, it's not our Shita Kiyuza. For that reason, we do not seem to ever tell a person, make a bracha behir. Hashem is saying, Yechidim do that, Kenzai, I don't know anyone that might does such things. And again, it's very missing from the Paiskim, at least again, our Paiskim, again, the Gra Paiskim, yes, but at least from Mishmon onwards, don't bring down the idea, make your bracha be here over here. There are other cases that we did learn, we did discuss in Simon Reis tests, that there are other eitzes that the Sforim do bring down, and Mishmon also left out. For example, one make a bracha, but actually, when the Gemara has a Pasuk, the Sforim say, let's read the Gemara, let's say bracha to the bracha of Shakal, the Rambam, and Derech Limud, then eat afterwards. When all the ancients from say, Revarach David. And then afterwards, we'll say, Bracha Balaz, Bracha Achmono, say in English, on the Tzad, it's not Nichol Gere Bracha Vatolo, saying Hashem's name. That the Chornim speak out, again, the are those one bring it down as ancient similar tests. They again point out, Mishmud never brings up any of these ancients, not Derech Limud, not Bracha Achmono, not the situation of Revarach David. And the other Maisi Isram Chaim Kiyevsky, he wants to tie it up because on the Tzad he's saying it's Nichol Negedev a Bracha, it's near Bracha Vatolo. Not Bracha Vatolo. But it says near Bracha Vatolo, Nichol Negedev a Zilzel. For that reason, we don't do the other Eitzes. Negedev to our Sugya sounds like Mitzad the Ramam is Doicha, the Gami, the Mishabura. So the other Sugya is near like a Bracha Vatolo. Fine. Maisi, to go to a nap, Pim Gorm says yes to Maharu. Tam Chaim says yes to Maharu. The Rosh Hashanah says yes. The Maaseh, as far as I know, the Olim does not go do that by all of our desserts or any of our other cases. Yeah, Mahar the Bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, correct. Every word. Sifkimul Mechabik Zan, the person should say Bekoron for Mishpacha, so they should be Yetzir through you, because they did not make their own Bracha. Agav, come on the Mishpacha over here, Mechzan, we should always say Brachas Bekoron. Why Timur Kavonah? It says Lav Dafka over here, I'm going to get to all Brachas. And Mishpacha again is Simtof Reish Rem Gimel, said to get to all Brachas, Alts Kavonah. People know if you say it out loud, you have more kavano. That means when it comes out from over here, you should take a bench of Berchus Mazon, you say it out loud, you have more kavano. That usually helps you out in your Avodas Hashem. Siftal Sifei, in the Gate of Sugya of Shikr and Soya, so try to make it a little bit practical. First, the Gate of Sugya of Shikr, of Shtia, drinking wine. Now, there are three levels over here, three cases. There's Berchus Mazon, then the Mishnah will be down in Shabrachas, and then the idea of Shmon Esther and Kriyashma. Now, drinking wine is all year round and proper Purim. So, first one comes out, the quoting from Yishalmi already. When they get to Berchus Hamazon, it really comes out, there are different levels. First, if a person drinks less than the Revius, or more than the Revius, and has no Ashpa upon him because during the meal, that Avada, the Chachila, you can bench. I mean, the people can have a cup, two cups, three cups, there's no Ashpa. Makes it maybe a little bit lighter, there's no real Ashpa. That Avad al-Hadkhila, go do that, and go bench, no problem. That's Aleph. Yeah, next level. What? Yeah. I'm saying you can. Now, let's say that people do have Arbi Mashbiyah, so a lot of people. People after the third Kais have been in the last Durham, and there are a lot of people who are very Mashbiyah. Fine. Because they're Machmed to get the real wine. Now, the next level, after there's something is going to be Mashbiyah person, does affect them, is something that's called Eini Yochel Adabe Kiroi. Or any yochladav lefnei amelech. Now the question is, as the Magavram and the Taz, which we'll point out, are that two different levels? We're having a level you cannot speak kiroi, and you have a level you cannot speak in front of a melech. The Taz wants to stand the chur that's the same Indian over here. So Dalit Sifrei the same thing. How do we have two different halachas? The chur is the same idea. My submission, Magavram, he wants to tie to know the two different things. Any yochladav kiroi. And not speaking in front of and not able to speak in front of a melech are two different levels. There's a level that you can't speak correctly. How in front of a melech, the awe, afraid, the pachad, the chayis, person can sober up. Just give you a marshal. I was once with my 1.5-year-old kid, 2-year-old kid on Purim, Maldafin actually, and I'm holding him, and it's late night, and there's people around, very shikr. So I go over to this big guy, and I give my kid, fine. And I start walking away, and the guy says, take your kid. I'm like, not mine. Don't know who it is. And the guy is drunk. He's like, what do you mean? I'm like, just picked him up somewhere. Don't know. The guy who went from being so drunk, you know, very high, the chayis responsibility, oh my gosh, I have a child. He sobered up so quickly. He's like, whoa, excuse me. Where did you get this kid from? I'm like, don't know. Well, it's someone's child. Yes, yeah, your chayis. Once you're imid, Lefneya Melech, you have an achayis, a person tells me he gets pulled over by the cops in a car, and he might have drink a little bit, but all of a sudden some people can walk the straight line, some get more afraid. But Maisa, you know, when you have a achayis over here, or I've been numerous times on Purim in the hospital for each different reasons, whether my kid challenged a car to head-on, who would move out first, and he just went into the car, or another kid who blew up his hands on Purim. And when you have your kids and your responsibilities, there's a chayis over there. You get to the hospital, everyone has a chayis until they really have to wait 2 hours and they get more freilich. Well, otherwise, when you have in front of the melech, it sobers up a person. So the chur, there can be two levels. That's a taz kasha, which we're being down this kasha. But Rambam seems to say there are two levels over here. Maaseh comes out, whether it's in the yochel dabal kuroi or in the yochel dabal lefnei melech, the place can come out, everyone says, we do bench. We can bench. That means they say lechatchila should not get to that level. But lemaisa, once you get to the level, whether it's lavush very clear that way, or the taz, magavom, lechayodim, megaz, or chashulchan, mishpul, they're all possible. Lemaisa, you can bench. That means the shadow. What happened in the mechaber? The maskona is lemaisa. We paskin that we can bench even if you have a level of ena yoch ledaber lefnei amelach. And poch hazei ma'ida dama debar apurim. Lemaisa, that's what Edom does. Lemaisa, that we go do. Now, there is an Eli Rabba, the Maisa, who disagrees. He's quoting a Bach. Agam the Mishmur does call this Eli Rabba negate the Sugya of Tsoya, not to call this Eli Rabba negate the Sugya of Shikr. And therefore, the Locha, we do Paskin, the person can't bench afterwards. Now, the reason why that's so, the Bialocha, the Mogavam has three reasons. He quotes the first reason because Berach Samos in the case of the Raisa. The second reason he says because the Maisa lets the Psham the Yishami, lets Mashman that way in the Zoyar. And number three, he says, the Maisa, we don't have a Kavanah anyway. So, what's if we don't have a Kavanah this way, we don't have a Kavanah that way? One interesting Svar watching me lax over here. They do discuss what is the main reason over here. Obviously, Nafkamina is when the case is not Deraisa. That means the grass only brings down the case of a Shalva Deraisa. So, if Deraisa, be Machma Bechstamosim, come out and negate the other brachas, Lav Dafkul will have this heter. Because other brachas are not Deraisa, the case is Dabonim. The Maisa, the Taz, and the Magavram both send you to Loch and Simon Tanak Tes. They're over there. The more being done in other brachas, the Maisa can make a bracha. Sounds like they're really asking a cash over here. But the Maisa, other brachas, the Loch is any Yochel Dabal Fayam Melech, you can't make a bracha. And even over there, the Eliab and Maisa Paschal's Lahoko that way. And the Bialocha over here and the Simon Tanak Tes point out, we Paschal my other brachas, Maisa can't make a bracha. That means it comes down, number one, whether to Sugya Bech Samozin. You can't make a bracha. Number two, when they get the shower of brachas, you can't make a bracha. If you're in Yochel Dabal Fnei HaMelech, however, there's a level after that, the Shikr Keloit. Shikr Keloit, you part of mitzvahs. That's nothing. That's zero. That doesn't count. That means it comes out that if you not, no, it's not mashpia upon you, the yain, Vada can make a bracha. If you mashpia in the Yochel Dabar, in the Yochel, whether to you or to Melech, by being a Muslim, might be a Paschal person, should make a bracha. You can't make a bracha. Shikloi, the Maisha, that does not work over here. Now, that's the gate to brachas and kriyash and bechsamozin. The gate to davening, shmonesrei, or kriyashma, that's a whole different ballgame. That means you learn the sugya and simon tzadik test, again, with the sending tool over there. There comes out that if it's not making any ashpah upon you, the Maisha can go daven. If it's more than a vias, it doesn't make ashpah upon you, the loch is you should not daven. However, you do daven, then tefillah said tefillah, except says the Mishmur, three times you can daven even in Chathila. So, number one, you can miss out tefillah b'tzibur. Number two, he says you can miss out tefillah b'zmanay. Number three, when it's a zman to drink like Yontif or Purim, then even in Chathila, a person can daven that way. That means usually it's the get to Mincha and Purim, even though you're a little bit high. The loch is even mashpi upon you, if you yochle dabal of Nea Melech, no problem. However, any yochle dabal of Nea Melech, and therefore you're not Yitzhak Shmon Esrei. You're not Yitzhak Kriyashma. So it comes out that we're passing over here to Mechal between the levels is that Negev to Brochus and Negev to Bechsamozin and Yochel Dabal Fei HaMelech, maybe you should not get there, but once you're there, Lamaisi, we do bench. We do make Brochus. Negev to Shmon Esrei, that's Tfilosa to Evo, and therefore a person has to be Chayzer and Davin all over again. Sefei is a sugya of a tzoya. It's common. First, you always have, you know, sometimes you have a child you're trying to toilet train around a year and a half, 2 years old. So they walk around without a diaper, and when they put it on the floor, they like showing you, look what I did, fine. So in that situation, makam roile stopek, and you're upsheting and you're not check. There's part of this halach over there. That means the kid's being toilet trained. Means when he has a diaper, why be stopek? We'll get to that halach. When it's roile stopek, you don't check. That's the shaila, what to go do. Maisa Kamal Gemishbuan, he points out, Lalocha, that the Ulus Toman and the Eli Rabba, the Shem, the Bach, Lalocha is going to paskin, yet the Chayzim of Aruch. Bring that down that way from the Ramban over here. Leva comes out, it's interesting, the case of Tsoya and by Shikr, Mishbuah separates the two. By Shikr, the Maisa Mishbuah paskins, you do bench. By Tsoya, you come along to Machma called the Eli Rabba, the Shem, the Bach. Look at the Eli Rabba, the Shem, the Bach, the big Machma in both. The big Machma signed the case of Yayin. And saying on the case of Tzoya. The problem of the Maisa Mishbuah is being Mechal, says we machma the case of Tzoya. At Sada Sheni, the Chayodom and the Graz and the Kitzer, they say no, even at Tzoya a person can be Mechal. That means you have Dola Chenim on both sides. You have the Eli Rabba Bach Mishbuah, says we machma, Chizun, and Mavarach, Masha Enke, the Graz, and the Chayodom and the Kitzer. Therefore, the Malachim have a hard time what to go do. The case of a Suffolk, Sorachin, and they say, Echnami, you want to go bench all over. The best thing is to hear from somebody else. Now this halacha is one yatsoya, you have to be choshen, maybe it's around. Another example of the same halacha. Yeah, I think so. A similar case that has the same halachas over here, let's say a person that needs to go to the bathroom and cannot hold it in the shir parsa, usually has the same halachas over here. They gave the sugi of soya. Therefore, Mishlom Zalman, in the same bracha, there was yes, what's halacha? In that case, to be chlizen and make a bracha all over again, you get a birch samozin. Maisi says over here, Macholiz HaPaiskim, and by the evidence, some upon the chayadim of the grass. But Avada, the Prim Gorim says it should be the same sugi, the other Prim Gorim by us, it's Tzorachian. I mean, Avada, not to go do lachilo. B'dieved, Tzorachian, Ula Yishlismach, on the Chayodim. Now, to be a little bit practical about the Salach and Zefei, I know that the issue gets involved with catheters. So I don't think they get to Al-Sugyo. They get to us usually practically. They get involved with two Sugyos over there. One can say Dovah Shabdusha in front of these, the catheter, in Hebrew, the catheters. And also, number one, and number two, you have to cover it. Put that to the side. Discuss more to get, I think, to more to get to us. They get the Sugyo Tzoya first, they get the Bechsa Mosin. We have a pasuk that we cannot say around where Machanecha Kodesh. The place around has to be Kodesh. We have children around with diapers. I know there's a certain Godel that every time he comes to benching, he says, children, I race. Right? He throws out all the babies out. Why? Because they have diapers. The question is, why is Eilim laughing? Why not? They have diapers. It's right to be chayshi for something that's common to happen. Kids make all the time. Why don't they be chayshish? And if you find out this diaper, you have to chayshim of Aruch. Why not? Mishnah Berurah. Well, what's it sad? What's it like? Is what's the reason why we don't see me machmer upon this concept over here? So first, some basic things. Negeta soya. There's something called reich sheyesh lo yikar, reich she'ein lo yikar. That means you have, let's say, soya on the floor. That's mamish ikar, and you have reich coming from that. But I'm sitting right over here, and I don't smell it. Sorry, Zia, I'm here. It says in Mechabit Simenayin test, the halacha is, if you marchik not just from the smell of the tzoya, if you marchik dal amas from the smell, the smell stops here, I have to go another 7 feet behind, another dal amas away. That's called reach she'en l'ikr, dal amas from the reach. There's something called reach she'en l'ikr. Let me take the tzoya out of the room. There's still some smell over here, reach she'en l'ikr. I'm sitting over here, I don't smell it. That's no problem. That means when it's reach she'en l'ikr, the shir is from the reach and not dal amas from the reach. So again, plan number one, when it's reach she'esh l'ikr, the loch is dal amas from the reach. Plan number two, ein l'ikr, dal amas, it's only from the reach. Building upon that, let's say a kid made his diaper. However, the diaper is on top of him. And if you pick him up and you put yourself next to the diaper, you won't smell it. You open and you see, you'll smell it. Well, otherwise, you put yourself, your nose next to it. What is that? Under what category is that? Is ein l'ikr yesh l'ikr? So the Mechaber writes the Siman Ayin Vav, you have tzoya that's covered by Ashishis. It's covered. No reach goes through this covering over here. It says the Mechaber, nichel geder of reach she'ein l'ikr. Therefore, you only have to be machik from the smell, not dal amis. Building upon that, says the Sforam Bizmanenu, says the Orla Tzion, and Avliyashim, and the Chodeshani, and Chaim Knievsky, and the Shemir Shabbat Chosri, and the Zayis HaBrocho. No, it doesn't go by you personally, it goes by the facts. No. Mishnah Berurah speaks out, does not go by you.
The only one benching, check your kid's diaper.
Well, let's first get the klalim, then we'll discuss. That means it comes out, you pick up your kid, you know he made 100 times, it's in the diaper. Building upon the Mechabes in my involved, you pick him up, and you don't smell it, no problem, can make a brocho. You have sometimes a garbage bag. You take the diaper and you put it inside a plastic bag. A lot of people do that. And then they put one kesh, not two, because you do Shabbos, even in the week, maybe two keshes. Put it inside the garbage. It's right there. What's aloha? Since it's covered, you don't smell it. Put your face next to the bag, you won't smell it. There's no problem. Put your face next to the bag, you do smell it. That'd be another issue. But let's say you don't smell it, no problem. Building upon this, on the side we have a reach she'en lo ikr that can be, has that category that the getter is reach. Let's say, yeah, you know, you want a bench. So one option is your kid, you know, he made a diaper, terrible diaper. So you put him on the other side of the house, you run back down to bench, but you know he's coming back, you always run back. So the question is, can you, let's say, you're sitting by a door, put him on one side of the mechitza, I'm on the other side of the mechitza, I'll bench over here, he's over there, I don't smell it, but it's not dal amos from the smell. Is a mechitza now have a get and reaction in the ikur? So this is Mechaben Simenayin test, it's in Beis. He says over there, as a get and reaction in the ikur, only marchik from the reach. I put the kid right over here, there's a mechitza, he's on the other side of the door. As long as I don't smell this beseder. Mishmur brings down the chayodim that disagrees. The pasuk is not that way. Mishmur might say mitzad lahokol. Sound like he wants to be makel as a gedush ein leyikur. Building upon once we have these cases over here, that we see things that there is an ikur, but yet Chazal give it a gedush ein leyikur when it's covered. A case of mechitza. What happens for kert? You have a child that's wearing a diaper, and the reach comes through the diaper. Do you have a machik dal amos from the reach? Or you take marchik only from the reich itself. That means, you know, you can mate, you pick him up, you smell it. You put him down over here, you don't smell it. Do you say he's covered as ein la ikur and I don't smell like a bench? But no, maisa is coming from something. It's covered, it's coming out, and I do, and the maisa is having dal amos from the smell over here. It says, b'shibu at machol yisru shoynim, b'shibu brachat daf chafei, the eshkol, the rekeach, the matanis, the aloch over here is yeshli ikur. It's dal amos from the case of the smell. Mash enking the Rashba. So forget ainly ikur. It only has to be the case of from the reyach and not from the dal amos from the reyach itself. Aloch lemaisel. Numizachanu amachmer. The sivus and the chayodim, they paskin has to be dal amos from the smell when the kid has a diaper. And therefore in tshuva, lavosni goes this way in chalikas, or letzion goes this way. Shmir Shab Kachosay passed this way, Chodeshani passed this way. Atzad Hasheni, those are passing like the Rashba, Mordechai Leo, of the Yashiv is a bit sad in this way. That's the Ikka, Locha Vakert, as Gedda Ein Lo Yikr. Mishmur being down this question a couple of times, ends up with Maisa Tzorachin, not clear what he comes out with. Maisa is very negair to us, and even the Paskim say, you know you can made, and you put him down next to you, the Chadchila, not the bench. Maisa, he did not know the kid made, and he benched already. Then we have the loch over here that says, anyway, Mishmur said not to be chayz levarach. But a badal chatchila, a person should not have a kid made next to you when the reach comes out through the diaper. Building upon that, once we're going to be machmel chatchila, that a person should not bench when the kid has a diaper, gam you don't smell it, you have to be machdal amos from the smell. Do you have to now not show the kid made? Do you have to go check? That means you change the kid's diaper an hour ago. Now it's an hour later. I mean, if you change it a minute ago, usually they wait 5-10 minutes to call upon us. But my son, no, you change it an hour ago. It's not 3 hours ago. 3 hours ago, before somebody did make. You change it an hour ago. 1 hour. Do you have to go check him in his diaper or not? You have to go check. What's the Shiloh? The Swam get involved with the Iker, Svek Sveko. Maybe he made, maybe he didn't. Even on the tzad that he made, Machlok is Rashba versus Ritva. Maybe the loch is dafka the reich, maybe it's almost from the reich. Mitzad the sugya svek sveko, maybe you want to go check if the kid made his diaper. Void they threw in, maybe if chazaki didn't make. Void they threw him, even if he made, maybe it's not come out through the diaper. Maybe you smell the diaper, it won't come out. So mitzad these svekis, and maybe mitzad the sugya svek sveko, the mignal numis, place you want to be make, do not have to go check. It's brought down to Licha Shloimeh, B'Shalom Zalman, in his own house, they did not check. Left the kids over there. Or let's see him bring down these Svekis over here. But B'Yashiv, he says, Ikiz Allah, like the Rashba. But Vosner, he passes this way. The same bracha, the Zaysa bracha, Chuzal Allah, Ukchelein. They all come along and say, B'Ik, B'Tab, Sugis, Svek, Svek, Lo'i. That person, the Mice, did not have to go check. And therefore, you can go bench, even like Hatchilo. Now, this is what's Mekilim Taino. Now, just to be clear, we're discussing Dafka kid. He was ready for 6 to 9 months. You can eat a gezayis dogen derechilas pras. Maisa of kids less than that, a month, 2 months, 3 months. Even the tzoya is not a problem. That means you've ever been, let's say, by bris milo. They open up the diaper. Of course, usually you make something. Fine, so they put it to the side and they do the bris anyway. I can make a bracha tzoya there because anything that's less than the shia kid can eat something gezayis derechilas dogen, not nichol get up tzoya. Fine, for the maisa those want time to be makel. Atzad Hasheni. Those who point out, you learn the column of Svek Sveko, it's not that simple. The Halacha in Simon Kuf Yud Siftes, Kamung Laman, he says over there, by Svek Sveko, the Efshle Vruei, do you have to mavar? I can go check. Why am I closing my eyes for? Open my eyes. Go check the child. So I'm moving down the tube to destiny. You do not have to. You don't have to mavir. That's how they're shutting the shaft brings down the rash, but they do have to mavir. So go check. They can make inside the diaper. Ella might come along and tell me, well, over there, if you learn the klolim, come along the pesach shuvah brings down kivega. Then the behudah the shah melech. The whole lacha efshe levuah is only to mavir both sveikis. But here you can mavir both sveikis. You can only mavir one of the sveikis. Which one of the kinmeida they make? Nachmavad the self does not look like the rash, but like the ritva. Therefore, maybe look kuliyamo. You don't have to go check. How punkfakert? We know the sugi over there came out. The whole machlok is dafka eshluvur betircha, which is very hard to go mavir. That's the machlok of paiskim. Have an eshluvur bekal. That's just dash straight to him. Let's go check. In my one self, you have to go mavir. Why? Because it's not a case of either the selfic, and you have a better beer. This can't solve it. Go check over here. Then it comes out, Pashas as a suga eshel ruv bekal. You don't have a sex fake over here. There's a sefer in the kids are called a trilo that Ishim Chaim Kanievsky, what's the look in the gate the kids by diaper, and he says, ain't sorry, you don't have to go check. So he wrote to him, Chaim, Lamaiso, Echem Nechaburo, why is that so? Eshel ruv bekal. So Chaim wrote back, Loya Marti She ain't sorry. Not sure, I never said that. Never said that. So fine. The person wrote, he said it, didn't say it. Kolafi Indian. The Maisa the Chodeshani, the Isthmus question, he comes off a carrot. After the Vuah, come a barbacal. You have to go check. So, Maisa, there are those who bring down this Taino. The Maisa person should over here come along and go check. And there's not that simple a person that can over here be Makel. The Maisa, Numis Jalam are Makel, Tukhazima and Dama the Bar. It could be either the reason it calls like the Yashu says, Ik is like the Rashba. Shemach Lakis, Ela Iker. Or I think an argue the point is saying this Nichon the get of Tercha. True, one time it's only Kal. But you have to check all the time constantly when you have kids around. It does turn into a big Tercha over here. But all you demand can add in, not just a Tercha of checking. Tercha of checking, then changing, then dealing with it. Now that also maybe is part and parcel of dealing with having a diaper over here. It could be for these reasons why. We have this idea over here that Tzoyel be Nichon the get for a person who wants to go check. But see if the idea maybe it's nichol negedav ein leikur. Liva the ilm seems to bench. The hunger seems to be there. The bench when the child maisa might have a diaper. Maisa, if you see the kid over there, make that face. You know that face, and then he smiles afterwards. Then you know he got a diaper over there. So fine, then echanav, you won't have the setter anymore. And most people know that zero already. Fine, then you won't have the setter. Then we have a shali. Even if you do bench, the benching is even chal over here. A body has to deal with it. You have to take care of it. Simu Kuf Tamachtes, so you're going to get a Shamash over there. The first time when Chabas starts off, that when a Shamash is feeling, giving food over here, it's on the Sugya of Sakona, Recha, Kura, Zechshash Sakona over there. And therefore, it says in Machaber, you have to give the person Miyad what to go to eat. Now, Mishmua says like five Klolim or five Pratim in this Indian. He said, number one, Miyad, it could be Dovamot, number one. Number two has to be b'chol min u'min b'alocha. Number three says when you hire him, a t'nai won't work to tell him that you won't give it to him. Number four he says if you hire him and you tell him that you let him eat whatever he wants, that ma'aseh is also good enough. And also the locha is that he says if it's the same food he'll eat afterwards is also b'seder. Those are the five pratim he says. It really comes out practically every time we have a waiter. The question is what happened to this halacha? Practically, whether it's a restaurant or by a chasno, what's going on over here? Why are we telling the waiters to go eat? They point out, Pashas build upon this bialocho, that usually in most places the waiters can get our food, what's left over. Usually is left over, they have left over. Like you do, the waiters eat the leftovers. They do. So once the bialocho comes along and says, once they're eating the same food that we're eating over here, a guy that might be eating it later on, not nichol the get of sakono. Maisa that some might even eat beforehand, some might eat at the same time. But since the Maisa, they're getting the same food as us, not nichol in this concept. And this aloha, Mishmua says, lav dafka negeh to a shamish. It's negeh to any person that has a reyach kira, and he feels inside. The bayam, it's on the sugya of sakana. If you have a right, a person should spit it out. Be aloha points out, that's where it seems to be the meaning, where someone comes to your house. Not sure. When a comes to your house, seem to be that we're eating, or tell a person to come down, come and sit and eat. Were they coming from this Indian? What's that? No, you didn't eat food? No. Tell the person to come sit down and eat. Why? We tell the sugya of Reichel in the Sakan over here. The on the Shmur of Nevetel over here, it points out that once we have an Indian Sakon over here by the Reich, that's one of the reasons why the being of the Brisker, Rav, and others, the Amyam Kippur, they spit out the Reich. Because they have a time to go eat. And therefore, the Reich has an Indian Sakon. And therefore, that's one of the reasons why the elves are Yechidim, a couple of reasons. One of the reasons why they spit out the Reich on Yom Kippur. Now, built upon this halacha, that a Reich and the person at the time to go eat. What? It could be the sense of food. I'm not sure. The ma'aser is a bi'alach and simin reish tez zayin. The brings down. Can you smell iser? Can you smell chazer? Can you smell things they not go eat? You pass by a tray pizza store, you'll smell it. So he has one of the quotes. He quotes is this halacha. So the sugya of sakono, the chash shem yov achol. And therefore, a person is not a smell iser because he might come to eat iser. It's two makoris. One of the makoris he quotes is this our loch, our simon, that he now smell iser. Building upon this, interesting, but our shulchan discusses the person's fleishik, so he smell melchik, he can smell pizza. Because he might come to eat the pizza over here, he ends up sarachin, all say, no, it's not a gate, this is a gyo. The maestro, building upon this, Indian can smell iser.
It's not tamatareya.
What?
It's not tamatareya.
Why? I'm going in to go smell it. That's zareya. My zareya. The fact is, mutter, I mean, in the sakon over here. I'm not sure you're referring to pizza? Dila?
I'm saying their reach is mutter, no?
Okay.
So maybe over here, those sources?
The doctor, no. No. There's a mila. There are two things. Mishmur speaks out. There's something you smell that's not right to eat in. There's something you smell that's right to be eaten. I mean, smelling an esrog, no, it's eating an esrog. That's food that you smell that's right to be eaten. Something that's right to be eaten, then the Mishmur has a chash. It's a yinalas smell iser. Sipes is a practical sugya, really a sugya of the Eva, a shas sugya, some basic ideas that comes out from our sugya. Pasuk Kedoshim says, Lift the Eva, Lashita Mechshol. We know the three chalakim this Indian. One is Eitzah Sheino Agenis. Also, this week's parish of Rashi being down by Ketav Nostavarim, Eitzah Sheino Agenis. The second thing, of a stumbling block in front of a person. A third thing, causing a person to do an avera. Three different chalokim negate the inner lift the iver. Negate to us, lift the iver means making a person go do an avera. Now, this inner of causing a person to go do an avera, lift the iver, the two chalokim, one derabon and one deraisa. That means, let's say you have a nozer that's on the other side of the river, and you're on this side of the river, and you have a bottle of wine. The only way for the nozer to get the yain is for you to go give him the yain. Called Trey Uvdin and Nairo. That's called Lift the Ever, when you give it to him, and you're even Issa de Reisla, or putting a stumbling block in front of the person negate to Navero. This is another case, with the nose on the same side of you as the river, he can go get it himself, but you're helping him out, you're passing it to him. That's Nichol Negeta of Misayaya, a case of Drabonon, that you're helping him out, not the Reisla, but since you're helping him out, Nichol Negeta of Drabonon, they call him Misayaya. Now, Negeta Goy. Is it Isla Lefteiver? Numerous times in the chance we see clearly Isla Lefteiver negate Taveris. Negate to Misayeo, not Tafko. Who said they put a Misayeo in the case negate to a guy? Building upon this, they discuss, what about a mummer? Let's say a Chileni is a mummer. Is there an Isser Misayeo on a mummer? So the Jashach, the Sim Kufton Aleph in Yerdea, we're down by the Pesach Tshuva and the Kosamach, he says by a mummer there's no Isla Misayeo. Some will say that from the case of a mezid, but the oldest misayaya. Tzad Hasheni, the Mishnah Berurah, or Prima Godim, Mar Avram, either Mishmur Siman Shindalid, or Mishmur Siman Tov HaMazayin Hiltz Erevin, says there is an Issa misayaya by the case of a mummer. Is Issa misayaya? Fine, so we have machlokes in this misayaya by a mummer. However, come on the Mishnah Berurah by Austin, Siman Kuf Samach Gimel, within the same sugya like Kuf Samach Tes, the Gemara says that a person cannot give food to a Yid, if he's not going to wash his hands in Til Sadaim, or negate the Sugya of a Bracha. That means the Loch is either Kuf Samach Gimel by Til Sadaim, don't give him food, he won't wash his hands, or Kuf Samach Tes negate the Sugya of a Bracha. Over there, Kuf Samach Gimel, Mishmur says, I am Prima Godim. Come on, the Prima Godim says, Misayaya by a Mummer, by Dirabonons, then it's Xero Lixero, then it'll be Mekel. So again, it comes out first that dom the klal shabbos, that even is the rice law. It says the rabbanon by mumus machlokes mumer with the mesayaya the meisel poskim are being makel when it's a situation of the rabbanon. That's aleph. This is second heter over here, specifically to get to the sugya or the favor that there's a achron shereid. It depends where the vera is coming from. Is the a vera mitzad the cheftzah chazeh be'etzem osur, or the vera is mitzad the gavro? The cheftzah itself is more to what you're giving him. I'm giving kosher a thing. He's doing the problem. And therefore, to answer the bach in the sugya of the actual of the tshuva and the taino, that the gavro is different in the case of the cheftzah. And there's more kal over here than all klum of the favor, because what I'm giving is be'etzem mutter, and he's doing something that's osur. With some of these klum, let's start off different cases. First case, person. Usually, notion of our secretaries. Secretary in the Chileni's office. The Chileni says, make me a coffee. What's your option? Make a bracha? No, I can't give you. She wants a job. No heter of doing a very well for my nosso. So, what's the eitzah? What do you go do? A Chileni is for coffee. What's she supposed to go say to the secretary? So, the Chazukei Chemad is the reaction to this question to the sheriff. He says, can the boss or others make him a coffee? Yeah, she's a mitzayeo. It's not lefavor. He's a chilani. He's a mummer. On what? Brachas. Brachas is drabonon. So once it's a mummer of a mitzayeo of a drabonon, the maestri can make the coffee. No problem. That means it comes out numerous times. You have to know it's only mitzayeo. Number one. Number two, negate to brachas. Not negate to benching. It's only negate to brachas. Therefore, it's no problem over here. Now, why is this person a mummer? Maybe it's a shnishbar. That's an interesting question. I look at chilanim is manazer. Are they shnishbars or they mummers? Well, on the assumption that nechle get of a mummer, zeheta mummer drabonans b'seya l'maisis mutter. Numerous times you won't have this eitzah situation. You invite somebody or you offer them food. They need to get your food. So nechle get a lifna either. What's the eitzah over there? So first, on the page over here, there seem to be three a term brought down by the paiskim. Mishmur seems to apply them really being one heter. There's one idea that Mishmur again might deal with diamond simple kufsam and gimel brings down a case of suffix. Maybe we'll make a bracha, maybe you won't make a bracha. No problem. He said the prat but mokum stoko. But a mokum suffix, the mice no problem. Aleph. There's a second heter by Osborne down, but mokum mitzvah. Now, but mokum mitzvah, the way the back brings down, even in the case of a vada, you won't make a bracha, it's mutter. Mice and Mishmur did not go that way. It went like the taz among our vom. Only makom sofik is a mutter. Sorry, makom mitzvah by tzloka by giving on him something to eat. Comes he asks for one food. Yeah. Well, ma'is mishmul stands only makom sofik. There's a third heter. The makom avram also brings down over here for the bach. The difference if it's miyad, then like to tell zadaim or la achizman. Again, you look at the bialocha kufsam and gimel. The reason why the Achazman he wants to be Mekel is again mitzad lomus of Sofik. Maybe he'll make a bracha. Maybe he will do the Tiyas Sadaim. So it comes out, they point out, Lefidim Mishabura, there really is one heter, Sofik. They manifested itself in different ways. Other places can say the three a term, Sofik, Mitzvah, not Miyad. So it comes out, according to Mishabura, if in the case of Vadai, there is no heter. So the obvious question is, how in the world do we ever do Kirov and give people food? How in the world do we invite Kravim to our Simchas and we give them food? Maisa should be a clear halacha kuf samartes. Even it's the lif neiver. They cannot get this food without you. It's only coming because of you. It's a case of a vada in numerous times. What is your het over here? So there are numerous truths about this question. Sorry. So there are numerous questions about truths about this question. The kids, a couple of points. One is already the stipler. He has a letter about this. And others bring down this Eitzim, Shalmazam and others, and see by Kiruv, they do that a lot. Is to send the stipler, you should give a person a drink, or the tzibur, tell them out loud, I'm making a bracha for you, and you should be Yaitzim with this bracha. Give a person a drink, I'm making a bracha, you Yaitzim with it. Now, there's a Shmek, I know, Omin's not Ma'akiv. Now, maybe he has come on to be Yaitzim, it's a Sofik now, maybe he doesn't. Even on the Tad, he doesn't, it's a Shalom, Simon Samach. Do we need a locha mitzvah tzitzis kavono by case of the abundance? Mishabul Mais is machmer, you do. Mokavon Mais is makel. Maybe some upon the Mokavon over here. Therefore, one that aces is farming down, And Shemati, by the case of Kiruv, there's usually one person gets off by the beginning of the meal. He says, I'm going to make the blessing for everybody. Everyone have a mind. This is a blessing. They do that for that reason. One reason, Mitzvah Sugya Lift Neighbor. Now, that's not always practical to go do that. Another example, another case of this cost, let's say not Mokum Kiruv, no, a work in your house, he's fixing your refrigerator or something, he asks for a cup of water. So you're like, no. And it's like, you have a sink here, just free the water. You don't have a cup? I see the cups. What are you going to do over here? So what's your option? What's your Eitzah? So he said, no, I'll make the bracha for you. He's like, no, I don't make bracha. I don't believe in these things. What's your option? What are you going to do? So again, come on, already, there's a chaznish, it's brought down this way, and other places can go this malach, and shuv, and others, that there's a lift either of causing him to be over the idea of making a bracha that's a din rabbanon. There's also a lift either that will come to hate you, which is a isidere chichabul vavecha. So you have a choice over here, to cause him to drink something that's out of bracha rabbanon, or cause him to hate the frumo. He's not giving you a drink. This is ridiculous. Besides, I'll pay you back and take something from your house. The mice, this is ridiculous over here. It's cause of chelosh shem over here. So therefore, for this reason, come on the place, the lost from the zaman is, you have a choice. Either cut off your arm or cut off your fingers. So fine, we cut off your fingers. So we're over there, even without a sugar bracha over here. Avada, there are other, try to get him to make a bracha, try to convince him, make a bracha for him. But echnami, the newest time, it's on the sugya of sinah shavai, the come on the place, can say, the mice, the halach is, lift even on sinner is worse than lift even in the case of a bracha v'drabonim. And therefore they say, you can't give it to him, they say, better not to put his hand, put it down in front of him. And that's the reason why people are lax when they ask you for something. Now there are certain times it won't be sinner, the eats of making it loud, the bracha does not really work out. The question over here is, also negated to Kiruv, is you want to invite people to your house, Shabbos, meals, what to go do. So they have a third idea, a third concept over here, they get involved with. The whole idea of lifting even is stumbling block in front of a person. It's not worth it for him. But the obvious question is, how in the world do we ever take a guy and makar the person? You can do a virus. How do we have children? Well, it's not lifting even. You can do a virus. How in the world are mistadik dushin for chilayni? Not keeping tires of mishpacho. So this is said out there, again, Shlomo Zalman is as true as about this, of Shtomach, Shevkasi, and others, that we have a yisoy that if the total picture is more worth it than the chesoinis that come out because of it, we look for karet. Why are you inviting this person to your house to make care of him? You don't get to help him. The side issue of a stumbling block mitzvah is to give a bracha. But just l'shavas l'izin, the Gemara in Ervin and Daf Gimel says, I think, that noch l'odim shloin nevi yesim yishinivro. Why? You do so many various. So Tosfos in the second shot, why do Hashem do it for him? Better not to be born. Because for the Yechidim who do come out to beat Tzadikim, I mean, Kadosh Baruch Hu is looking at the total package over here. Account for the Moy Namas Nakadai. Most people are not religious. But for the Yechidim it's worth it. I mean, you look at the whole package over here. The idea of Kiruv, Bez Hashem, there are people who get affected by it. It's worth it. It's Kedai for them. On the way, some people get hurt by it. Tzadikim Yalchu Bavi and Rishon Mikosh Lubahem. Therefore, since the Pu'ula itself, Be'etzim is a Te'elas, the act itself, Be'etzim is good. There might be side problems over here. They would not, he said, lift the ever forget. This is good for the person. So, example, like, Loshnor L'Te'elis is not Loshnor, it's Loshn Toiv. Loshnor is never Mutl L'Te'elis. That's Loshn Toiv. Here it's not a lift the ever stumbling block. This is a Te'elis that's good over here. Therefore, the S, the truth is about, you have a kid that's going to kill a risk. Not going to make a bracha. You give him food, give whatever he wants, make sure he loves it, and that's the chance of him coming back. This is Shlomo Zalman giving out Shalach Manus in the office, giving the Russian Shalach Manus. Says, forget it, if you don't give it to them, they know it, they feel it, without the case of sinah. I said, this is how you makara people, this is what works, and forget it, as the total package of Maisis Kedai. One other head that they bring down over here is you'll be surprised how many people in this country do make brachas. They call them Masorati, you look at them, they can have a tattoo or earrings or shaven head, but mice that make brachas, they keep Yom Kippur their way, the Shabbos their way over here. And sometimes you tell a person, that, you know, here's water, the work in your house, you tell them, you know, make a bracha, and he takes out his mask, puts it on his head, fine, and the mice makes a bracha over here. There are times these things happen. So the mice, if that's so, Nichol get a Sophic. Mice, the place can say, Makom Sophic can be Makel. So these are the reasons why there are numerous times that we seem to take the halacha, we care about the halacha, and we know it's a bad that we cannot give him what to go eat. But the gate to Kiruv, the gate to Sinna, the gate to Safik, or you make the broch out loud, that's why the Paiskim are making numerous Tzirim over here. One last case to discuss is how in the world do you have a store? You sell to numerous people. You have a restaurant. Some make brochas, some don't. You have a hotel. Numerous people might say not making brochas. So now there's a tshuva by the Torah's Chesed, the Paiskim bring down. That once he's selling something, the whole sugya is giving him a matana. You give me something that's yours. When you're selling something and it's better than it's his, he took it to his rishos. Then there's a shaila, does this sugya apply? Come on the place and they say, when it's trei uvdin denaro, eichnami, still osir. But let's say that other stores are open at the same time. If you won't get from you, you get from the other store. It's only chad uvdin denaro. Definitely get him a sayer. The gate to mechira, come on the place and the maisa there makel. It's also not a problem over here. Again, if it's trei uvdin denaro, it might still be osir. My Bezer Shem on Wednesday will do some kol peivav, some kol peizayin. There's an Orach Chaim at the beginning of Chukosai that says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to learn Torah over and over and have geshmak out of it. Except if you learn it one time and you know it, then you won't have the geshmak the second time. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a matana to forget Torah, so we can learn over and over and have geshmak out of it. So therefore, when you learn next couple of days, and we do Chazon, the 11th Simonim for the test, after Shuas, some people might feel like it's their first time learning it. But it's a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a schus over here. Taka, with that, we should appreciate having a geshmaka that the Limud HaTorah. That's local. I know, Baruch Hashem. Some people have this matana more than others, correct?